Well, a Queensland law professor says she applauds the Prime Minister for appointing an Aboriginal commissioner, but that the national statistics on juvenile justice suggest a broader inquiry is needed. Professor Kerry Carrington is the head of the School of Justice at the Queensland University of Technology and has been looking at youth justice for many years. She's particularly concerned about the massive numbers of young people who are in detention and have not even been convicted of a crime, and she says the number of Indigenous children in detention should set off alarm bells nationwide. She spoke to me from Brisbane. Professor Carrington, the Northern Territory figures on just who is being held in juvenile detention are staggering. 97% of those in detention are Indigenous. You investigate youth detention in Queensland. What's the situation in your state?
Well, the situation in our state's fairly alarming as well. 64% of those in detention are Indigenous, which makes them overrepresented by a factor of around 20 times their population. But the other really alarming statistic is that 80% of all juveniles in detention in Queensland are on remand. That is, they're unsentenced, and many of them just simply should not be there.
So why are these children who are on remand, haven't been convicted, why are they in detention?
There's complex reasons for it. They tend to be younger, they tend to be Indigenous, they tend to have complex needs, and we know that there was a massive increase in the number of juveniles put on remand under the previous government, and unfortunately that's continued. The same situations in Northern Territory, Western Australia to some extent. Other states are nowhere near as bad.
So you've looked at this nationally.
Yes.
Is it really just a problem then across Queensland, the Northern Territory and WA?
They're the worst states, and they're also the states with the highest overrepresentation of Indigenous youth. Some of the states are much better. Victoria is certainly a leader and is on the cusp of introducing some progressive reforms, and South Australia's always been progressive. And unfortunately, Queensland, Western Australia and Northern Territory have always been on the very poor end of the indicators.
And you've signed an open letter to the Prime Minister warning that national research also shows this overrepresentation of Indigenous children is getting worse.
It is getting worse. It's getting worse partly because the number of youth going into detention who are non-Indigenous is getting lower. So in other words, we are getting better at diverting non-Aboriginal youth from detention, but we're not getting any better at diverting Indigenous youth from detention, and that should send alarm bells.
Given the reports into this, especially the deaths in custody report from 25 years ago, does it surprise you that at the very least things are not improving?
It disappoints me greatly that things are not improving. It costs $1,336 per detainee per night to keep them in remand. It is a shocking, appalling waste of taxpayers' money to actually harm children, because there's no benefits for remand. Remand takes them from the community. Remand takes them out of school. Remand takes them. Remand does not help children in any way, shape or form. It simply punishes them.
So how damaging can detention be?
Well, detention on remand is more damaging than detention on sentence, because if you're on remand, you're not involved in education, you're not involved in rehabilitation, you're not involved in a program, you don't have any of the resources to help you to rehabilitate. So remand is like being pushed in limbo, and it is shocking. It's shockingly overused. I think there should be some sort of inquiry into its misuse. Australia is a signatory to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, and under that we are supposed to use custodial detention of children as a last resort. Now, if 80% of all children in your state are on detention, on remand, and that's the case in Queensland, then you're not using custody as a last resort. You're in fact in breach of that convention.
So what are the alternatives for these children who are on remand?
Well, obviously diversion, youth cautioning, placement with family, friends. There's all sorts of alternatives to custodial detention, and it's very obvious they're not using them. Our suspicion is that custodial remand is being used as a short, sharp shock punishment, and we think it's deeply troubling.
Given the cost of detaining the children and the, as you say, that there are alternatives, why would they not use the alternatives? Why would they want to deliver this short, sharp shock?
Well, I think it's the product of a wider culture of brutality, sort of law and order brutality that shapes the whole system. And we had, particularly under the previous government and in other jurisdictions, you have this kind of toxic culture that twists the whole kind of philosophy of tough love towards incarcerated children. And what we say is that that detention should not be about brutality. It should be about respect and diversion. It should be about rehabilitation and therapy.
Once a young person is convicted, there are alternatives to detention in the Queensland youth justice system. What are they and how often are they used?
Nowhere near enough. The alternatives are police caution, so diverting young people from the formal end of the justice system. There's youth justice conferencing. Remember, Queensland, under the previous government, axed it. It's now only just being returned. So in Queensland, we've had this situation where what we're seeing is really the product of that very regressive law and order agenda that removes the alternatives to detention. However, the laws have now gone through and it is now time to get all those kids out of remand and back into the community. Detention becomes a revolving door where you harden them and they just come in, out, in, out, in, out, and you don't assist them to regain their citizenship status or regain their place in society. Now, most young people who do offend never re-offend if they are treated with respect.
Now, you mentioned that the numbers suggest that there are improvements for children in general, but not for Indigenous juveniles. So why is it not happening for Indigenous Australians?
I don't know. I certainly can make some observations. One would be that they are seriously disadvantaged when it comes to juvenile justice because they tend to live in communities outside of city areas that may lack the alternatives, like such as justice conferencing, such as diversion programs. And if you live in a community without those alternatives, then you're going to be much more likely to end up in detention. And my suspicion is that the other could well be over-policing of Indigenous youth and communities. We certainly see that if you look at the number of police allocated to Indigenous communities. And, of course, unfortunately, our justice system gets used to detain those kids.
Well, the Prime Minister has called this Royal Commission into the Northern Territory. We've seen two commissioners to replace the original commissioner. Do you have confidence that another inquiry will make a difference?
Look, I think we have to have confidence that this inquiry will certainly get to the bottom of what happened in Don Dale. And I'm delighted that there is an Indigenous commissioner and a commissioner from outside of Northern Territory. So I think that's a really good step, and I applaud the Prime Minister for this. But I do think that if we do want to address the root causes, which is the massive overrepresentation of Indigenous youth in custody, and then the overuse of remand, particularly in certain jurisdictions, such as Northern Territory, Queensland, Western Australia, we do need some other sort of inquiry. Whether it's maybe a Royal Commission is not the right thing, but we definitely, definitely need some national leadership here.
Professor Carrington, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Professor Kerry Carrington, head of the School of Justice at the Queensland University of Technology.